am never setting foot in that classroom again.
Well, I know, baby. You quit teaching about once a week.
This time I mean it, Dwayne. Uh-huh. Those kids will look back at this time and remember how they laughed at their overworked, underpaid teacher. I have tried to be their tree of knowledge.
Looks like you were losing some of your leaves there, tree.
You don't know what this is?
You got a branch, a glass of water. What is this, elephant droppings?
It's a rock, Dwayne. Maya Angelou's inaugural poem, a rock, a river.
Bless down.
A host of species long since departed.
Oh, don't mind me, y'all.
Speaking of species that should have long since been departed. That's the river of life you just drank.
Tastes like regular tap water.
Oh, I can't go back in there and try to teach those hoodlums about the culture and their history, Dwayne. I don't even relate to children. I never have and I never will. I quit.
Would you
look, I'm out of there. There's nothing you can say to me. Listen.
Lena Horne is coming to Hillman.
Lena Horne? Wait till I tell my kiddies. Lena Horne started her career at the Cotton Club at age 16. Her beauty and her talent brought her to Hollywood, where she broke stereotypes of black women always playing prostitutes and maids. Lena Horne was our first black sex symbol. Pin-up girl during World War II.
World War II? She probably like a prune now.
Yeah, like my nana. All she ever does is take out her teeth.
We're not talking about your nana's teeth right now, Aisha. We're talking about Lena Horne, a force of nature.
So Lena's a rock?
No, man, she a river.
Y'all both wrong. She's a tree.
She's all three. And unlike me, she loves children. That's why you will be taking part in a dancing and singing tribute in honor of Miss Horne at Hillman College.
Singing and dancing for some old lady? What we gonna learn by doing that?
What you're gonna learn, young lady, is that by not knowing your history, you're just parading your ignorance.
Are we gonna have a parade, too?
Okay. You listen to me. Listen to me good. You will be in that tribute. You'll like it. You'll dance pretty and you'll sing pretty. You'll learn all the facts about Lena Horne, and it will inspire you, and it will change your lives forever. Any questions? All those in favor of an informal reception, raise your hands. One, two. All those in favor of a formal reception, raise your hands. Tag in.
Oh, please. I told you that wannabe divas and democracy do not mix.
My vote counts for more because I know more about Lena Horne than you do. And too many cooks spoil the broth. Speaking of broth, Charmaine, I hate to be a fuss budget, but there's something dreadfully wrong with this PC.
Oh, no. Did Mr. Gaines use sugar instead of salt again?
Too many old cooks spoil the broth.
Oh, don't talk about Mr. Gaines like that with me.
Hello, hello, lady.
Hey, Dean.
How goes it with the Lena Horne Welcoming Committee?
Maybe you could break our tie.
What tie? There is no tie.
Well, I like to think of myself as combining the wisdom of Solomon and the beauty of Sheba.
Let me put this in the fairest way possible. I say we throw a reception befitting the elegance of the great lady that Lena Horne is.
Of course.
They want to throw a hoedown.
Damn it, Freddie, I'm surprised at you. We must treat royalty like royalty.
Say.
The only way I survived my childhood in Chitlin Switch, Alabama, was by watching Lena's movies. She gave me the courage to become the strong black woman that I am today. Yeah.
Can't go on.
Remember?
Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Can't keep my poor
self together. It's right.
What's up?
all this howling going on in here? Something like two cats on a hot tin roof.
Lena Horne is coming to Helmet.
Well, not if she hears you. Lena Horne made the good old days the good old days.
Oh, there he goes with that good old day stuff.
Look, he can't help it if the groove on his record is stuck.
I remember meeting Lena when she sang for the troops in Korea.
Wrong, Mr. Gaines. She never sang for the troops in Korea.
Well, it was World War II. I served in both of them. Now, when they wouldn't let her sing in Washington, D.C., Mrs. Roosevelt, the president's wife, invited her to sing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Wrong again, Mr. Gaines. That was Marian Anderson.
Well, it was one of them. But I would be honored to provide the victuals for this reception.
Oh, no, there'll be no hog maws and cornbread in this reception. The only greens we will see will be in the watercress sandwiches.
But Miss Horne...
Hog maws and cornbread in this reception. The only greens we will see will be in the watercress sandwiches.
But Miss Horne loves southern cooking, young lady.
I'm sure you're a tad confused on that tip, too, Mr. Gaines. As usual.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you know something? You don't know how to... You don't know when to quit, man. How can you treat him like that?
Mr. Gaines, listen, I'm...
Kimberly Reed, I might have been born in 1928, but I still know a thing or two.
We know you know a lot of stuff, Mr. Gaines.
Kimberly, don't even start it. You know, old folks don't mind being corrected by these young people. But it's just the way some of them do it.
Listen, we love you very much, Mr. Gaines, but sometimes...
I made a mistake. I put a little sugar in the pea soup.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, why do you think it was half price?
Attenzione. After the reception, we'll have a little rehearsal, okay? In the meantime, you go over these Lena Horne facts. Look at you. Looking like a little gentleman and ladies. Keep up the good impersonation.
She'll be here any moment, Whitley. What is wrong with you?
I've got little butterflies in my tummy.
Well, you better take Lena Horne's example as a strong black woman and pull yourself together.
Lena's in the building. Lena's in the building.
Lena? Hello, Miss Horne. It's...
Likewise. I'm Whitley Gilbert Wayne, the head of the student welcoming committee, Miss Horne.
How do you get up off the floor? I'm not the Queen of England.
Miss Horne, I have seen your Broadway show 27 times. When you were singing Copper Colored Gal, you looked straight at me. I got goosebumps all over. Little prickly ones down my neck just like I have right now. Can I get you a drink?
No, I think you've had enough of both of us.
I have a little secret to share with you. You know that foundation that they invented for you, that light Egyptian? I wear that. And I feel you, you know. I feel like we have so much in common. You know what I mean?
No.
What Whitley means is that as a member of the black bourgeoisie, she relates to you on a skin deep level. But I, on the other hand, I've studied how you fought to have non-discrimination clauses built into your contracts.
Don't badger Miss Horne, please.
Freddie Brooks, as a politically conscious law student, I want to say one thing to you, and I mean this with the greatest respect. Right on, so mama.
Thank you, Freddie.
Please don't encourage her, Miss Horne. I want you to meet my pupils. I bet they know more about you than you know yourself.
I hope you didn't put all my business into the street.
I love that down-home sense of humor. Dwayne!
Yes,
Dwayne!
Shh, baby, it's okay. Miss Horne, my name is Dwayne Wayne. I'm Whitley's husband. I just want to let you know I'm from Bed-Stuy like you.
Well, I'm glad to know Brooklyn is producing those fine, patient brothers.
Miss Horne, I admire your style as a songstress. You see, I'm a musician, a drummer by trade, and if I can ever deck a little diddle for you, I'd just love
to. What language is that to be using in front of Miss Horne, right?
Hi, my name is Lena, and I'm so proud to be named after you.
Thank you.
And you're still as beautiful as my father said.
Oh, please.
Yo, Miss Horne, meaning no disrespect, but as good as you look today, I drink your daddy's bathwater.
Little pig, little whatever. And we're treating Miss Horn like she's some Playboy bunny.
Oh, darling, at my age, I'm thrilled. I used to try to wear those little short, cute outfits like that. If I did that today, they'd put me in jail.
Thank you, Miss Horn. Did you like my outfit?
I'm Lena.
I thought you was gonna look different.
Oh, you mean like a dried-up old raisin? What are you doing with them big old nasty books?
We have to learn all this stuff about you.
Well, I want to learn everything about you. I think I was just about your age when I went into the cotton club. And I used to hate to get all dressed up in that silk and satin stuff.
I hate it, too.
I bet you'd rather be listening to Mary J. Blige and Whitney Houston,
Hey, wait a minute. You heard of them?
I learn a lot from listening to young singers.
My name's Alufemi, sister. What do you think of rap?
It's all right.
They didn't have rap back in the olden days.
Oh, but we had scat and bebop and all the things that are the granddaddies of what y'all are doing today. And you got to remember, everything good comes from something that came before.
That's what Miss Gilbert Wayne said.
Well, she's right.
I know where I seen you. You played Glinda in The Wiz.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
damn. Man. What's Michael Jackson really like?
He's a gentleman.
Kimberly, this is so exciting. Everybody's here.
Yeah, everybody except Mr. Gaines.
Could you imagine what kind of Bama beverage he'd be serving there?
Stop it!
Stop pulling on his big ears.
You must be the only one in this room I haven't shaken hands with.
Hi, I'm Kim Reese, Miss Horn.
Hello.
Can I get you something?
No, I'm really not the champagne bubbly finger sandwich type. Yeah. I want to ask you, if this is a Southern college, where is the cornbread and the okra?
Miss Horn, I can get you the best down-home meal you've ever had and get you back in time for the ceremony.
Lead the way.
Miss Horn, I know you get this an awful lot, but Mr. Gaines thinks he remembers meeting you.
Well, if he's as good a cook as you say he is, I'll go along with anything.
Mr. Gaines, you have a customer.
The pit is closed.
Someone who was very hungry, Mr. Gaines.
Kimberly Reese, the pit is closed. Oh, my goodness.
Where is she? I've looked everywhere.
I'll go look upstairs for you, okay?
Okay. Lena, Miss Horn. Lena.
Whitley, I can only tell the president of the university that Miss Horn's in the ladies' room for so long. Now, where is she, Whitley?
I don't know how to tell you this, but I think I've lost Lena Horn.
You've lost one of the seven wonders of the world? Hey.
You don't understand, then she was right there and then she was gone. Now, I know the ceremony starts in an hour, and worst of all, it's beginning to rain outside.
I can't go on. Everything I had is gone.
I know.
Stormy was there. Where is she?
Miss Horn.
Can't keep my poor.
Here we go. Baking powder biscuits, chicken fricassee, with dumplings and greens. And how you like that okra, Lena?
And it's just like I love it, with lots of butter and salt and pepper. Mr. Gaines, are you married?
Yes, but you make me an offer.
You're the kind of man could really stick to my ribs.
Kimberly, did I tell you about the first and only time that I met Lena Horn back in Korea?
No, that was World War II.
World War II. I had a picture of Lena Horn in my footlocker. I never will forget the time that you came to sing for the soldiers at Fort Riley. Do you remember that,
Lena? I always loved singing for the troops.
Not this time you didn't. She came on stage, Kimberly, to find the Negro soldiers were stuck way behind the German prisoners of war. You got so mad, you refused to perform for that reception. I was the one that gave you that chicken noodle soup in the mess hall. Had stars in it.
I think you had a little more hair than, didn't you, baby?
Yes, I did. See, I told you she remembered. Yes, oh, my goodness.
Oh, Miss Horn, I don't know how to thank you.
But I really do remember that. I really did. And the way they treated our troops, it teed me off.
Reese, where have you been? Just raining cats and dogs out here, you see?
I want you to meet my boyfriend, Spencer. This is Lena Horn.
Hello.
What a feast.
Oh, well, come on, join us. It's
oh, no, I meant a feast of beauty.
Oh, I love a man with dreads.
You know what I miss most about the good old days? The Saturday night, and I still can do a mean Mindy.
Oh, listen, there's nothing more boring than two old codgers limping down memory lane.
See, that's it. Right there, like Mr. Gaines, you can take a couple of lessons from Miss Horn.
Oh, Miss Horn.
Oh, will you come on down here and try to open?
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure you're all right. Y'all keep on having fun.
Listen, I'm really sorry. I know you were worried and everything, but it was raining outside.
How could you do this to me, Kimberly? And more importantly, how could you do this to Miss Horn?
Hey, Whitley, look, she's having fun. And look at Mr. Gaines. Look at that.
Yes, if heartburn isn't enough, you have to subject her to Mr. Gaines.
Whitley, how can you admire Lena for being a survivor and not honor Mr. Gaines for the same thing?
How could you compare this great lady with some sweet old man that's losing his mind?
You know something? It's too bad you don't know the answer to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the students of Joseph E. Johnson Elementary School proudly present Lena Horn. This is your life. I was a black Southern belle and an activist. My name is Cora Calhoun Horn, and I was your grandmother.
You and I started out at the Cotton Club together. My name is Cap Calloway, and you were fine. I told Hollywood I could pay someone to be my daughter's maid, so she doesn't need to be playing one on that big screen. I was your daddy.
There was one part you wanted to play most, a black woman passing for white and showboat. But I got the part instead because I was white. I figured if Ava Gardner got your part then I could play her now.
And I said, baby, you must not be selfish. Let the whole world benefit from your race. My name is Duke Ellington.
And mine is Count Basie. We made beautiful music together.
My name's Paul Robeson. I gave you courage, and you passed it along.
I want you, my boyfriend.
To be dedicating this scholarship in my grandmother's name. I want to thank all of you, especially the young children. And I want to thank you for reuniting me with a special friend. Mr. Gaines, would you come up here and help me, please?
Okay, go in. Okay.
Come on, come on.
Oh.
Between the two of us, we are 30 years older than God. That's okay. Because the best thing about living is getting a chance to keep on doing it.
Amen.
And happy you did.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh. Mm-hmm.